Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Israel with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I am waiting for my co-host to come on the line. In the meantime, I'd like to play a song for you. I hope you like the song, and I'll be back as soon as the song is over. Here we go. Hope You Like That. That's one of my favorite songs by the Isley Brothers. The Isley Brothers are, for those who don't know, they're actually from Cincinnati, Ohio, from a community called Lincoln Heights. So those are our homeboys, and, you know, that song has been around forever, and it's still a nice song, and we like it. Hope you like it. I'm going to get my co-hosts on the line. We have a lot of exciting things to talk about. I want to make an announcement. We have completed the website for the Nation of Yehuda. We've gotten raving reviews for it. For those who are not familiar with our website, I'd like to give you the website address so you can look at it. You have to put it up in the address bar because we just put it online a couple of days ago. It hasn't generated through all of the search engines of yet, but it is www.noymonarch.us, and Monarch is spelled MONARCH.US. So it's www.noymonarch.us. Give it a look over. Let us know what you think. Email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And I'm getting ready to open up the lines right now. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donia. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself? This is Adonia from Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing?
All right, beautiful. I am doing wonderful. It's a beautiful day out today, and I'm really excited about the show and got some information for everyone. And how's your day been going?
So far, so good. I had a good week, so everything is pretty fine over here for me. I'm loving life, the good and the bad days.
I know that's right. That's a beautiful feeling to have. We have quite a few people on the line. We have invited some new people to come on the line. I don't know if you're there or not. One particular sister, I got an email from one of my constituents in Brooklyn, New York, and she introduced me to a sister over the internet, and she is actually a Christian sister that has come into the knowledge that she's a Hebrew Israelite, and I think she wrote a book. So I did send out an email to her and invited her on the show. If you did make it on the show, we would love to hear from you. If you could push one, we'll get you right on. I was also told that a couple of pastors have come into the knowledge of who they are in terms of Hebrew Israelism, and you know, it's growing. I mean, it's spreading like wildfire, and it's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, these are the days and times when the knowledge of the true and living Almighty is presenting himself to everybody, giving you the opportunity to find out who you really are and what your purpose here is. So
that's right.
No, I don't expect this. I don't expect nothing less, rather.
I know that's right. And you know what? Things are happening so fast. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. The days are going by kind of fast. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. I notice it all the time. I can't, you know, the Almighty said he's going to hasten his wrath. His wrath is coming, and there's nothing going to be able to stop it. You understand? And the things that's happening in the earth, we might want to take a hard look at what's going on. You understand? They just had several hurricanes in 1 week that was crucial to California, I think, had a hurricane. In Washington, I think it's Seattle, Washington, they had a mudslide in there that's killing a bunch of people. So the Almighty, you understand, is hastening his wrath on these nations that kept us captive. So we got, you know, we might want to take a look at certain things, man. The days is going by so fast, make your head spin around.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's really kind of scary, you know, but we just have to stay positive. You know, our job on this show is to inform. We don't do any debating on this show. We do not debate scriptures. That is not why we set up the show. We are commissioned to bring our people together. So anything that you hear on this show, good or bad, is for the express purpose of giving you information so that you can prepare yourself, your family, your community, your church, or your Knesset, or wherever you're going, or your community, period, in being prepared for the things that are going to take place. Because there is a mandate in the scripture that states that the Most High is going to carry out certain prophecies. And according to those prophecies, you know, we watch certain timelines and we're coming up on them pretty fast. So our job is to give you information, world news, things that are going on that you may not necessarily see on the regular television, because we believe that news is censored and it's only going to give you so much information. So we want everyone to just say, you know, hello, and let me get my other co-host on the line, because we have someone, we have a constituent in Jerusalem, and she is on the line with us right now. Mahalia, if you'd like to introduce yourself, you have the floor.
Hello, everyone. Shalom's greeting from Jerusalem. My name is Mahalia. I have to apologize. I don't have any idea what you all have been talking about, because, you know, I forgot to change my clock. It's embarrassing to say.
Oh,
so.
My goodness.
I forgot to change my clock, so I was frantically trying to get through. So I'm here. Hallelujah. I just want to say that I'm so happy to be a part. And like I said, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I'm just happy to be here. So, shalom.
Shalom.
You didn't miss anything. You didn't really miss anything. We're just introducing ourselves to the people, and I let them know that you were calling in from Israel. And we have a couple of guests that we're expecting to be on the line. So let me ask you a question, Mahalia. With Vladimir Putin and Russia, how is that affecting Israel? Has that affected Israel in any way at all?
Well, I can't say that I'm really a buff on these types of things, but as far as Vladimir Putin is concerned, the little that I do know about him is his association with Iran. And
right.
They're supposed to have very close ties, and so, you know, there's a lot of speculation as to, you know, what they're up to in the end. There's a lot of speculation as to how this whole third world, or how this next world war is supposed to start, and, you know, Russia is supposed to actually not be in a state of Cold War. Russia is actually supposed to have never been in a Cold War. They're very active, but it's been stated that way to the people on planet Earth, so they won't really know and understand what's actually going on. But there's a lot of maneuvering that is going on between Russia, China, and these countries over in the Middle East. They're just pawns in a game, you know. So I can't really say how that is affecting Israel at this point in time, but I can say that, you know, everyone is jockeying for position, and they're trying to get ready for what's about to take place.
That is correct.
What do you think is about to take place? Do you think, just your personal opinion from what you see in the news, because we're not in the Middle East. You know, but from what you see, do you think, because Russia and Iran, for those who don't know, according to scripture, they are actually the Medes and the Persians. Is that my correct, Brother Donia?
That is correct.
They have always been together. They are the Medes and the Persians that were spoken of in Daniel, the second chapter, when Nebuchadnezzar had the dream about the statue. So they have always been together. They will always be together. And, you know, those are telltale signs, you know, with all that's going on with the Ukraine and all of the things that happened with that country and that city and all of the stuff that is happening there. What do you think? Do you think people are preparing themselves in Israel, or are they just disregarding it?
I think people in Israel have gotten to a point where, you know, it's pretty much quiet here. I don't believe that people here are in any state of anxiety. Not the general populace, I'll put it like that. Now, the people in the government, that might be another story, you know. But the general populace is so beautiful and it's so peaceful. You know, And the Israelis and everyone here is enjoying this state of peace right now, or this the so-called period of tranquility that's supposed to be before the storm. You know,
mm-hmm.
Basically, there is a lot that's happening around the world. You know, they're saying mm-hmm. that the Pope is going to be here next year, and that he's supposed to mm-hmm. be signing some kind of agreement with Israel. And you yourself have sent out a memo on the Vatican owning Jerusalem. So there's a lot that's going on there. But what I'm hearing is there is an attempt to try to start a global war, and all
right.
of the major players are China and Russia and the United States, and what they really want to do is they want something to ignite, and it could possibly be Iran and Israel. They want to ignite a situation which would start that, in where the people or the so-called powers that be would start this war, but they would it would look like it was coming from somewhere else. It would look like they were innocent and they were not to blame. And all of this is supposed to be uh-huh. done so that they could form a new world order. And when
okay.
America is disabled, so to speak, then everyone around the world, America, all of its citizens and people around the world would begin to say, okay, well, we need to have this new world order because we don't need to be having these wars. So we're going to accept this new world order, and that's when the Vatican and all of these things will come into play. But what, you know, what I'd like to say is what they don't understand is God has a new world order. Yah has a new world order that
yes.
he's bringing to the forefront. And so all of these things, you know, they're planning, and, they intend to depopulate the planet. They want to, you know, put two birds to flight with one stone, so to speak. But I feel as though, you know, like one of the last videos that I did talked about the historical significance of the four blood moons in the Hebrew Israelites. We have more people coming to Israel now than ever before. And those saints, that's what, you know, we refer to them as the Hebrew Israelites that are residing in Dimona. That's right on top of that nuclear reactor. They're right on top of that nuclear reactor, and other saints are strategically located. Now, I don't know if that was the Israeli government or the hand of God, but I do know one thing. There is no way in the world Yahweh Kodosh Yisrael is going to let anything happen to that nuclear reactor with those saints sitting right on top of it. So, you know, everyone is jockeying for position. The pieces are all on the chessboard, but no one really knows what's going to happen. But, you know, all I can say is sitting here, you know, I feel quite confident. I feel that all of these people that are coming in from Nigeria and Senegal and all of these other places around the world, it's like a homecoming. And it doesn't look like it, but, you know, just like the brother said in the video, Yerushalayim is another name for refuge, you know. So, you know, we're going to build that temple. We're going to rebuild that temple, whether it's physically or spiritually, symbolically, or however you want to put it. We're in a good position, you know, and like I say, people are coming here, you know, more than ever now, and the brothers here, I'm happy to say that they are finally getting to a point where they're beginning to put some of these old arguments aside and work together.
Wonderful.
And understand that the light does need to come from Jerusalem. We do have a purpose here. And so, you know, whatever the so-called powers that be have planned, you know, let it come, because we were told that when we see these signs in the heaven, that we're supposed to rejoice because our redemption is at hand.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brother Donia, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to piggyback off of that, so to speak. From what I understand, that there was two Jerusalems. One is in the south, and one is in the north. And the one in the north is where European has set up the temple in that area. And from what the scriptures say is that the Jerusalem in the south is barren. It doesn't have any. There's no people living on it. And it was supposed to be left untouched until we return to the land. So I think that maybe that all of this thing is going to play out with us coming back to the land and establishing ourselves on that southern Jerusalem. The little clip video, it talks about Lachish. Lachish is supposed to be where Zion is, and Zion is mm-hmm. supposed to be where the temple is supposed to be established. David's habitation and the temple in Jerusalem is supposed to be there. I'm not sure, but there's some scriptures that make reference to that. You understand? So I'm a firm believer is that there's nothing that these people can do against us, you understand, that will prevail because we have the true and living Yah. You understand what I'm saying? All of that stuff that they profess is going to go on and this, that, and the other, I don't think that they have any idea about the Almighty, the Creator of all things, the true and living Yah. So, I'm gonna get that scripture I'll get that video up again, and just to make sure that I'm not just blowing smoke here. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mahalia, you want to say something in response to him?
I'm trying to remember the gentleman's name that was a scholar. He went by the name of Oscar. Can't remember his last name, and that's a shame because he's quite prominent. However, he was Jewish, and he predicted that the return of the African Americans from America to the Promised Land was supposed to signal the advent of the coming of the kingdom of Yah and the restoration of the kingdom of Yah. And now a lot of these things that have been said and continue to be said, it is not our people that are saying these things. These are Europeans that are saying these things and confirming these things. And so right now, there's really no doubt, now we have to continue to blow the trumpet and to let the people know and give the facts, share the information as much as possible, because there are many of our people that still don't know. But the brothers, as I say, are coming together, and, everybody knows except us. The big secret, mm-hmm. The seals have been opened, and that information is now going forth. It's just a glorious day. It's a glorious day. The other day, I saw some brothers coming that came up from Babylon or America, and they were out and they were scouting. I just feel wonderful because, the prophecies, just to see it unfolding right before your eyes is just such a beautiful thing.
Hallelujah.
And the place that Brother Adonia was talking about, The place that you were talking about, Brother Adonia, I'm going to be doing a video on that very soon, and you're going to be able to see with your own eyes some of the artifacts and the location and see some things that have never been seen before on video, and because this has to be disseminated.
Yeah. You know, it mentioned about about Absalom's grave and the Valley of the Kings and all of those things. I mean, it showed those graves in that particular field. You understand? You know, it gives a lot of good information. So I'm, I'm inclined to believe that that place that he Rabbi Hoshua. Yeah. You understand? He had that video and he showed a lot of stuff, man. You understand? And the land is barren because it reads in the scriptures that land is supposed to be barren until we get back there. You understand? It's not supposed to be inhabited. You understand, with peoples and some other, and I think in that video it talks about that they erected that Jerusalem for you understand, it's just for a tourist attraction.
It is. It is.
You understand? So and then if that's true, that place is not the true Israel, then the Muslims been telling the story too. Cause they got a little thing that in Jerusalem right there in that northern region right there. You understand, where they come every year. So Mohammed was not telling the truth then.
When the real truth really comes out, it'll be so shocking.
I'm
you know,
sure it
but,
is.
When the real truth about our history and our destiny is really comes to light, it will be so shocking because there has been such a monstrous effort to conceal our true identity.
Ooh.
You know. And we have all of these people that are stealing our heritage. They're stealing our birthright, but it'll never be. It'll never be. It can only be for a period of time, and that period of time was the time that was allotted for him to, you know, to inflict punishment upon us because of what we did, turning our backs on the Most High Yah.
That is correct.
Period of time has ended. And, you know, when you think about all of the Olmecs in America and the Olmecs, when you see signs of them all over the world and how they took them and they tried to take their noses and chisel off the fronts and blast off their features so that you wouldn't see that these were African people, they actually took all kind of precious artifacts in America because they have tunnels that go deep down underneath in America, and they have all kinds of things that verify the existence of the Olmecs. And they have taken a lot of these things and dumped them into the ocean. Some things that were too big, they just dumped them in the ocean. They wanted to just totally erase any trace of our heritage. And now they're talking about the pyramids are not really crypts, or they weren't dealt with as for funerals. That they were actually not a device, but they were monuments. They were energy. They were storage chambers for energies and transporting and all of this types of thing. I could go on and on and on. So it's a small thing for them to try to reinterpret history and say, well, this is Jerusalem, and it's not really Jerusalem. You know, when they're the ones that's writing the maps, when they're the ones that say Israel is in the Middle East, Israel is in Africa.
Hallelujah.
How are you going to say Israel is in the Middle East and it's part of Africa? You know, so they can twist and try to contrive and do whatever it is, but that's just for an appointed period of time. I'm so happy. I'm sitting up here. I'm one of the happiest people on this planet because I know what time it is. And so I'm just shouting it from the rooftops. You know, it's time to be joyful and prepare yourselves to come home. And if you can't make it home, just like the brother said in the video, there are other things. So we're going to be giving information on how you're really supposed to have these chagim or these holy days. And if you can't make it here, what to do in America, you know, to prepare yourselves and all of these things. But it's a joyful homecoming, and we are here, and we're waiting for you, and we love you. And when we say this, we're not trying to leave anybody out, because, you know, even DNA don't mean that you are guaranteed to make it into the end, because it's our same brothers and cousins, our same family members are the ones that sold us into slavery and did despicable acts against us. Look at Joseph. So I'm just saying that if you love Yah with all your heart and all your soul, you know, don't be fearful. Find your way back some kind of way, and Yah will not forget you.
I'm in concurrence with you. I am so happy. You understand? Tears come to my eye with joy, knowing that the Almighty loves us that much to bring to reveal this to me in this day and time. You understand? You know, my brother, he was a real staunch Israelite, and he's one of the reasons why I'm a Hebrew Israelite. You understand? But he's passed away now. He didn't get a chance to get this euphoria that I feel inside, you understand, because of the Almighty. And I am so grateful, you understand. And there's been a lot of other brothers that have passed away that won't get a chance to get this feeling of euphoria, you understand, because the Almighty has revealed this to us in this day and time. You understand? So I'm grateful. I am truly, truly, and blessed by the Almighty, man, that he allowed me through all my little atrocities and, I mean, well, I can't say atrocities, my indiscretions, you understand? He still allowed me to be here to know that we're on our way back home. Hallelujah.
That's powerful. I mean, you know, when I think about it, and we have some more information going on about world events, and we're going to get to that. But, you know, we have to give credence and honor where honor is due. And, you know, the Most High deserves all of the honor and all of the glory and all of the praise. He deserves it all, because one thing about that word, is, as it pertains to Israel, that word does not lie. And, you know, to all of our brothers and sisters that are Christian and all of our brothers and sisters that are Muslim and all of our brothers and sisters that worship Buddha and all of our brothers and sisters that scattered all over the world, it's time to go home. And, you know, I'm like you. Every time I think about it, I get choked up, even though I've never been there, even though I've never had the experience of putting my feet on the soil. You know, the fact that he said it in his word and he promised us in his word that we would be gathered from all of the nations where he has scattered us, and that he was going to bring us back to our own land. You know, a lot of people they're really not aware of the importance of us being there. You know, a lot of people aren't even aware of the fact that we have a land. It's a whole lot of us out there now that have been so assimilated into this culture that we believe that this is all there is. But if you embrace the fact that you're a Hebrew Israelite, and you understand and your eyes have been opened, then you have to know that the transatlantic slave trade brought us here because of a punishment. We were on probation and we failed probation, and there was a punishment for failing probation, and we ended up here. We were taken from our land, and we're going back to that same land where we are, where he gave us, no matter what anybody says. And I don't believe that we're going to have to go running out of America with our clothes in a sack. The same way they brought us, we're going to have to go back the same way. And Marcus Garvey tried it back in a long time ago. He tried it. I even found out that he had the help of some Hebrew Israelite brothers that was helping him do it. It just wasn't time. But you know what? It's coming up on that time, and it's time to rejoice. Like you said, it's time to rejoice. Even though the whole world seemed like it's falling down around us, the Most High said that too. He told us that that was going to happen. So we have to be prepared for the things that are coming. But the biggest thing is to be prepared to go home, because this is not our home. I don't care how much we shout, spit, speak in tongues, run, jump, shout, do whatever we do, basketball players, all I know, kids that are trying to make the pro basketball teams on, we are going to leave all of that behind because we're getting ready to go and meet the Elohim of Israel. And there's nothing more important than that. Nothing.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. The Almighty is the powerfulest entity on the face of the earth, and he's our power. Believe it or not, he's our power. You understand? He's the one that...
In Jerusalem, we like... Brother Adonia, in Jerusalem, we like to say, if we could build America going backwards, just imagine what we could do in righteousness.
That is correct.
Yes.
That is absolutely correct. Yes. You know, one thing that I'm trying to... I have said this before, that we put America here together in every captivity that we've been in. You understand? From the outhouse to the White House. So if we just take that energy and start doing something for us, you understand? It starts with us. All we got to do, you understand, is try to start moving and doing something for us, start establishing us. You understand? You know. And that don't mean stop paying your taxes and all of that stuff. Man, you know, we got to take these little 5 years that we got left, you understand, and start putting together things that's going to benefit us. You understand? These folks ain't going to do nothing for us. So we got to try to start building our own society. You understand? You know, so it's just about, and believe me, you understand, the Almighty will bless us. He's been blessing us all along. He left us here to do this. Hallelujah.
And we getting ready to go home. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Like I said, we getting ready to go home. We getting ready to go back to Jerusalem. We are getting ready to go back to our homeland where we were originally from. Not only that, we're getting ready to be restored back to the righteousness that we are. You know, and you think about the prison doors. The Most High said he's going to open up the prison doors. And there's everybody's coming that want to come. And the biggest thing that I can tell people that are listening, that are under the sound of our voices, the biggest thing that we can do right now is to teach each other and to give you information about who you are, what the scripture says about our exile, what it says about our exodus, what it says about our punishment and why we came here, because we don't believe in vicious attacks on the Caucasian race because of what we had to go through. We don't believe that it was anybody's responsibility. It was our fault that we're in the situation that we're in. We take full responsibility for our ancestors and the things that they've done. We take full responsibility for all of the things that we have done to make this happen, but we know that this is not the end and that there is an exit strategy, and he has made a way of escape for us, and he said that he would bring us back to our own land and that we were going back. And this is basically what's happening. That's why we have the radio shows and the Pool of Knowledge and all of the things that the nation of Yehuda is putting together to get people prepared to go back, because we have to start teaching our people. The church has to start opening up this information so that they can let people know what's going on and get us ready for when the time comes, because it's going, like I always say, it's going to be a matter of choice whether you put the blood over the doorpost or you don't. And if you don't go in the first wave, you might come in the second wave, but believe me, when the second wave comes, you're going to wish you had never messed up and made that mistake, you know, because like I told you, Sister Mahalia, we have people right now, more raised, that are teaching their congregation, you know, certain signs to look for. And these people are ready to walk away from everything, their houses, their jobs, their cars, their loved ones, the ones that don't want to go, to be able to go back to where we're supposed to go. Not only that, now you see the other Jews, the Jewish people now, they're coming up and using the same scriptures to say that they're the people and that they're the ones that are going into the wilderness. You know, so it's just you know, when truth comes, you know, everybody that's been telling lies have to scatter.
Mm-hmm.
because nobody can stop this. The Most High set this on course, and it's just like a vine that's just growing through every entity, every educational entity, every religious entity, every business entity, all through the internet. It's just everywhere. The truth is just going through everywhere, and the biggest thing we can do is educate our people. It's a blessing that we have you all in Israel that are preparing, you know, for that when we do come, you know, that there's people there already, our people there already that can take over to him and help us to adjust. It's everything. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. See, one thing that I'm trying to, one thing that I know, you understand, the ones that went to Israel today, I mean, from 40 years ago, you understand, I think that they need to be ready to accept the influx of folks that's coming over there now. You understand? Make a way for them because they're coming. You understand? It's going to be more than, it's going to be a remnant, but it's going to be more in the remnant than we could ever imagine. You understand? It's not going to just be those few little families that say, you know, a few little Knessets. It's going to be a vast remnant. Remember, we were scattered throughout the whole world, through the four corners of the earth. You understand? And it's not going to be like the stars of the skies for a multitude, but it's going to be a nice remnant, I believe. You understand what I'm saying? You just said, I think I just heard that it was 6,000 folks that just come over to Israel just over the past 10 years. So I know the remnant going to be a vast remnant. You understand? And it's about the Almighty. Just imagine, man, you know, that he has set all of this up. You understand? He wants the glory from the whole earth. You understand? He wanted us to put at a position on a low position so that he could bring us back up so that the other nations will see that the Almighty is with us. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I just want to say that I had the opportunity to go to the park this Shabbat. And I had all 10 of my grandchildren out there.
Okay.
And in the park, you know, I just had to sit there, and it was like I was in a meditative state, and I was looking around me, and it was such a glorious day. I just wanted to let everyone know Israel is a beautiful place. And there were people that were coming into the park of every denomination. I saw the Arabs coming with their children. And I saw the Haredim coming, you know, the Orthodox Jews, and then there was us, the Hebrew Israelites, and we were all in the park underneath Yah's sun, and we were all enjoying in peace the beautiful earth, you know, just the beauty, the serenity. And there was just children playing everywhere, and the children weren't looking at each other like, oh, well, you're a Jew and you're Arab or you're whatever. Everybody was just enjoying Yah's sunshine, the beautiful day. And, you know, it just filled my heart with so much joy. And then, you know, I'm getting news of the brotherhood coming together, and the brothers that I work closely with are coming together, and they're understanding, they're beginning to understand, because for a long time there's been a lot of strife and dissension amongst the brotherhood here. And so I think these videos are helping, and I'm not trying to take this all on myself to say that it's attributed to myself, but there's just a spirit that's going through the world now. And what's happening is, you know, while you all are out there and you're gathering together and what have you, there's a separation because the house of Israel is gathering. But there's a separation. When some are gathered together, that means they're separating. There's a separation that's taking place. And Yahuwah is gathering his people. And some of the old guard, the leadership, the ones that don't want to change and they don't want to embrace the change that's sweeping across the planet now of love and brotherhood and sisterhood and working together, you know, it can't be no more sisters against the brothers and brothers against the sisters, and you don't want this one because that one is another color. All of that old energy, all of that has to fade away. We're talking about something magnificent because Israel was a speckled bird. So, you know, my grandchildren, they come in every color, in shade, hair texture, all 10 of them. You wouldn't know that they were all in the same family just to look at them. So I'm saying to you that this is the seed in Jerusalem. This is the holy seed. You know, so ain't going to be no peace in this world till Yah sitting at the conference table. So all of the people can talk about peace treaties and they want to take over Jerusalem and they want to do this. But the temple is being built. And the word that left out of Dimona that said, okay, you brothers that want to get together and make change, we putting you out the nation. Well, I got news for you. You can't put nobody out the nation. You can't tell a Hebrew Israelite that he's no longer a Hebrew Israelite. Hebrew Israelite is something, it's a spirit. You know, it's something that even as hurt as I was and as angry as I was and upset as I was about some of the things that I saw happening to the youth in our community and the things that I experienced, you cannot deny what you are. You can try. You can try to run away. But Yah wouldn't let me leave this land. And then it's because it's Yah that brought me here, and he kept me here, and he's going to bring others here. So this is all the master plan, the hand of Yah, and we have to know and understand that. So if you keep that in the uppermost portion of your mind and in your heart, then you will be a part of this new world order.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me ask you a question about the temple. Have they decided when they're going to break ground on the temple? Because one thing about that, the temple has to be rebuilt. We know that. And do they know when they're going to break ground? And does the Jewish people have anything in terms of providing resources for you guys to build that temple?
I can't say that there has been anything official on any wise, you know, as far as the Jews rebuilding their temple, the Hebrew Israelites, or any of that. But one thing I do know for sure, the Jews, there's a very close connection between the Jews and the Hebrew Israelites. And this is nothing but the hand of Yah. And the state of Israel being formed, a lot of people may not like to hear me say this, but how will some black folks go get together and form the state of Israel?
I got an idea.
How are we going to do that when we can't even afford a bus ticket, when we can't even pay our rent? How are we going to do that? So Yah uses whoever he has to use to build his nation, you know, and so we're going to be working alongside with Jews at some point. We're going to be working alongside with Palestinians at some point, or whoever wants to help erect this, because this is not about color. This is not this is all about those that love Yah. This is what I feel. This is my personal opinion. So I know for a fact that in terms of the Jerusalem that the brother Adonia was talking about, there are people that have been out there, Europeans that have been out there and prayed and have visited, and there's Sudanese and some Africans that have went out there. You know, there have been, but the people that are supposed to be out there, the Hebrew Israelites, and that are supposed to be making pilgrimage and understanding and really trying to ask for repentance, and to, you know, make supplication and all of that type of thing, they are the ones that need to be out there and have not, that place has not had their presence. But that's just the past. We're going to correct that. So I feel confident, Yaina, very confident, that we are going to have whatever we need in order to have that constructed, because it's the will of Yah.
Yeah. Shalika, let me piggyback off of what you said here. See, when I first came on this radio station, I talked about what Ezra did. Ezra built a treasury in his captivity, and he got the approval of Cyrus to go and build the temple.
Yes.
And Cyrus told all the nations, that all the provinces that he was over, to give them anything that they need to help build the temple. So I don't have no doubt that other folks is going to be with us to help build the temple, or they will bring up, or they will give us what we need. You understand? It may not be the time that the Almighty has set aside for us to do this. You understand? Maybe, you understand, we just have to wait on the Almighty. And I believe that if we call on the Almighty with all our heart and all our soul and fast, the Almighty will tell us what we need, when we need to do, and when we need to do those things. You understand? So I don't have no doubt that other nations is going to be involved. But the fact of the matter is that we supposed to be under our own governance. Nobody else is supposed to govern us. You understand? The Almighty came to Cyrus and told him that told Cyrus that the temple was supposed to be built. You understand? And so when Ezra came to the Almighty, I mean, came to Cyrus, you understand? Cyrus gave him everything that they necessarily needed. You understand? So, you know, these are the captivities that we go under, or we've been in under, all of them is kind of relative here. You understand? They have certain facets in it that had to happen. Those things have to go through. We had to go through some of those things. They're different, but they're the same, if you know what I mean. Mm. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, you know, one thing that I've learned, and I want to make an announcement, I am on a cell phone, so if you don't hear me, while we're talking, and you guys don't hear me, you can just take over the conversation. I will call back in, but sometime the call drops. But the one thing that I've realized through the analysis of watching the whole Hebrew Israelite movement and the people that I've had the experience of being around, the one thing I think that they don't realize is that this is a worldwide problem. This is a worldwide event. We are scattered worldwide. So that means that the regathering, the exodus, will happen worldwide. The Most High always has used other governments to fund us, to feed us, you know, to employ us, to protect us, those that were willing to understand how this works. But a lot of the Hebrew Israelites here in America are on this retaliation. Y'all gonna get you for what you did to me, and y'all gonna take us home. I think the biggest misconception that they can have is to think that even once we get there, even in the process of us going there, all of the nations that have us will negotiate our release, that we will be able to go. And we, until Jerusalem is cleaned out and until there is no one in there and until the city is the way it's supposed to be, those governments will always be here. And there's something to be said for that, because he called Nebuchadnezzar his servant. And Nebuchadnezzar was not a Hebrew Israelite at all. But he was a person that followed, that was operating under the plan of the Most High. So All of the governments, whether it is the ones in Israel, the Netanyahu, and all of those over there that are in Israel, they are where they're supposed to be doing what they're supposed to be doing. And if the funding comes from them, the Temple Institute that's over there that's prepared to build the temple, if they decide to help you all build the temple, one thing is for sure, the scripture says the temple has to be built. If, regardless to what happens once it's built, regardless to the abomination, the desolation, regardless to any of that, The scripture says that the temple will be built, and it does not discriminate on who gets the money or who lays the brick and mortar. So I think that for the Hebrew Israelites that are in America that all have power talk shows or blog talk shows or conference calls or whatever, we need to get off of the kick that we think that we're going to come in and miraculously change something that was supernaturally done. They are not going to give us our artifacts back. They're not going to do all of those things until the Most High says that it is over. It says until the end of the Gentile reign. They're not done yet. And there are certain things that have to take place before that happens, whether we're in the land or not. So I think that we should focus on going into the churches, going into the communities, going into the families, you know, infiltrating certain things to bring a positive view to a negative situation and start teaching our people who they are and preparing for them to leave. Because a lot of people have never heard about leaving. They've never heard about the 400-year prophecy. They've never, all they equate slavery to is a slave ship. They have no idea why we were here, why we were brought here. Oh, that was our ancestors. Okay, well, it's better now. We're not slaves no more. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Everybody's a slave that's not a part of the whole system. So, you know, we have to start doing that so that when it comes time to make the choice, that they have the adequate information needed to make the right choice. And I think that's what we have to focus on. But you're not going to get rid of those governments. Putin ain't going nowhere. Amenhotep is not going anywhere. These are world powers that will be there until they fight against Yah.
Okay.
So they're preparing to fight against the Almighty.
That is correct. You understand? See, we, you know, our only job is for us to gather ourselves. The Almighty going to take care of all of those nations. He's going to pay all of those nations that kept us captive. That's not, but that's all we got to know on that subject. Our portion is to gather ourselves. You understand? You know, but now I believe in my heart and soul that the scriptures gives us a concept on how we can get out this mess. You understand? And it talks about a lot of different captivities and how Ezra and them made I'm stuck on Ezra because they did make an attempt to get out of this captivity and they went back to rebuild the temple. You understand? Although they didn't stay there long. You understand? Because of the iniquities. That's why in this society here that we're in right now, we have to change our heart and our soul to righteousness. Because that's what it says in Zephaniah. You understand? The Almighty said through Zephaniah, you understand, that we have to seek righteousness and humility. And then we will be hidden in the days of our captivity. You understand? I mean, in the days of his great wrath. So that is our only job. We don't have no weapons to fight against these folks. It has to be the act of the Almighty. You understand? Remember now, those Europeans is all over the earth, man. Those Khazarian folks is all over the earth. They are woven into this society, this earth. You understand? Like a quilt. You understand? You know, so it'll take the hand of the Almighty to straighten all of this out. And that's what he said he's going to do. In Zephaniah, the first chapter, it talks about what he's going to do. Now, it don't speak specifically of America, but we're reading what we're reading in this day and time, and we're in captivity. They was in captivity then. You understand? So it's about what the Almighty had put before us to understand that we in captivity and our only job is that we gather ourselves. You know, and even in those chapters, chapter 3, I talk about in the end of that chapter, it talks about how he was going to gather us. But in chapter 2, it says gather yourselves. So he inspires us to gather. You understand? It's not going to be no poof moment, no magic wand. You understand? And everything going to be all right when we wake up. That's not going to happen. We have to do something. We have to recognize that we screwed up. We messed up, you understand? And we want to let the Almighty know that we want to come back to him. We want to do the law, statutes, ordinances. We want to go back to Jerusalem, to the land of flowing with milk and honey. You understand? So, and we just can't just pray our way back there. We have to do something. Because we done did it. We done prayed in all our captivities. Every time the Almighty came and got us, we prayed our way out of it. Now, you understand, this is the last captivity, from what I understand.
That is absolutely correct. That is it. That's how this is the last one. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing because, like I said, we have a whole – we get to watch everyone wake up. I mean, you know, like I said, and I'll make that announcement again. If you would like us to come into your church, we will be more than happy to come. We will be more than happy to come to your city and explain to you what we are talking about. For those that are listening for the first time, this may be foreign to you, but let me explain to you who we are. We are the African-American people. We have been labeled the African-American people. We are the descendants of the transatlantic slave trade. We are Christians. We were Christians, Muslims, and believed all different types of things. We were inducted into Christianity. Some of us were pastors. We are prophets and people that have come into the knowledge of who we really are. We can prove to you that we are the original people. We are the Hebrew Israelites of the scriptures, and that we are the original, well, part of the original descendants of the 12 tribes of Yaakov, whose name was changed to Israel. And our job at the nation of Yehuda is to bring this knowledge to our brothers and sisters, to prepare them for a different story version, because we know that Christianity and different religions have different exit strategies, whether it be rapture, whether it be the Mahadim coming, whether it be whoever it is that you're waiting for. We have a prophecy that says we have to go back to our own land. And unfortunately, a lot of people have never heard this before. We have a website now that you feel free to go to. It is www.noymonarch.us. And we have a lot of information on there. We are building the nation of Yehuda, so if you would like to be a part of it, please email us at the email addresses that have been made available for you. But our job is to get this information to you so that when it comes time to make the choice, you will make the appropriate choice and save your family. Because, unfortunately, a lot of people are not going to make it. You know, and you hate to say that, but, you know, when you start coming into this knowledge and you look around, a lot of people are just not coherent enough to pay attention to the things that are going on around them, because they're so used to somebody else making the decisions for them that they're under this misconception that everything is going to be all right and it's just going to smooth over. And we came to tell you that's just not the case. You know, this country was given a 400-year sentence, and that 400-year sentence is rolling up on us really quick. And from that moment, all hell is going to break loose, and they know it. And we're just trying to get everyone prepared. So that is the purpose of it all, you know, is to be able to bring this information to you. We will have our School of Knowledge opening up Wednesday, if not this Wednesday, definitely next Wednesday. This Wednesday will be registration. For those who want to register, we will be sending out syllabus. It is free. You do not have to pay any money. If you're interested in being a part of the school, all you have to do is email us at the Yehuda Project, and Yehuda spelled Y-E-H-U-D-A-H at gmail.com, and we will send you the syllabus and all the instructions on participating in the school so that we can get prepared for the things that are happening right now. So that is our goal, you know, and we don't hold any grudges. We're not a cult. We don't believe in restricting people as to what to wear, how to look, what to do. Just come as you are so we can, you know, everyone can learn together. And once we get to that point, you know, if you choose to change your attire or do whatever, but we line ourselves up according to the scriptures and what the scriptures say only. You know, so I know that a lot of people go on YouTube and they see a lot of the Hebrew Israelites dressed in garb and different things like that. We don't do that at the Nation of Yehuda. You know, we allow people to come as they are because our main goal is to get you educated so you know when to make the choice. Because if you stay here dressed in garbage, it ain't going to make no difference, no way. Because all hell's getting ready to break loose, and it's already breaking loose everywhere.
That is true. You know, I'm trying to save our grandchildren. If we don't save our children, we need to save our grandchildren. Give them a different look, you understand? Because it's going to be difficult for them to try to do anything out of them concentration camps. They ain't got them concentration camps set aside for nothing.
That's true. That's true. That's scary. Mahalaya, I don't know if you know about that or not, but the government has concentration camps that have been placed strategically all over the United States. And you can go ahead and anyone that has access to the Internet, it's called the FEMA concentration camps. They say that they're in military bases that are no longer up and running and different spots that they put them all over the country, you know, and they are preparing for civil unrest. There are military troops that are on our soil right now training to help to issue in martial law, whatever they're getting ready to do, because they create order out of chaos and things that are preparing, you know, they're preparing for something. And what we're trying to do is get our people prepared, because we don't know whether we're going to be gone by that time or we're going to have to experience some of it, but we have to be prepared and know what not to do. I mean, you know, they have the RFID chip that they're putting in people's skin now and implanting it up under people's skin and different things like that. All of this stuff is prophesied in the Word. So, you know, and again, we have a lot of people on the line. If you would like to join our conversation, please push 1. We would love for you to be a part of the conversation. We just don't talk among ourselves, you know, but these are the things that we have to start preparing for, because it's getting ready to get bad. I mean, everybody's preparing for something. Something's getting ready to happen.
That is correct, you understand, you know. And we have an opportunity here to prepare ourselves to. We can't sit back and wait at the last minute. That's all right for going to the strip club or going to the concerts. You can be late if you want to, but in this case, late might cost you your life. You understand? So my suggestion is that we do what we can do as early as we can do it. You understand? You know, I got a plan that I want to bring forth. You understand? When we had that little think tank, man, that might save our lives, man. You know, but I don't want to go to any kind of think tank if we just gonna sit back and just talk and then have another meeting and just talk. You understand? We all know the problem. We need to work on the solution. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you. And I think that, you know, we don't ever do that at the Nation of Yehuda. We come up with solutions. If you show up, be ready to roll up your sleeve and work. We're planning a think tank in Atlanta. We're going to keep it very simple. We're going to invite people to the round table. We're going to bring in some lunch, and you can bring your own food. We're going to sit down and map out a strategy that will be able to help our people in the brink of a disaster, what we need to do, how we need to make it happen. We would like to have people located in every city, as many cities as we possibly can, as a refuge station. I mean, we're really getting ready to put in a real serious emergency preparedness program to get people prepared for whatever disaster it is. It may not be nuclear. It could be just a natural disaster. Look at how the hill gave way and the mudslide came and killed all those people. I mean, you know, that's just something unheard of, but it's happened. All kind of unheard of things are happening every day.
And we should have something going that way right now to go down there and help them brothers and sisters out of that mess that we are in. So we need to set up all kinds of stuff, man, you understand? Before we got a window of opportunity here, you understand? And we need mm-hmm. to get ourselves together within that time period, you understand? So that, you know, wherever we may be at, and we're in trouble, we can send some help to help them. You understand? Because we are connected by a bloodline. You understand? And we need to work on that. You understand? We need to help one another. You understand? Yeah. That's just my opinion. You understand? I guess opinion is like.
I'm right now, Mr. Brother Dawn. Mahalaya, I had to stop him, you know, because he was finna go there for real. All right, now, Brother Donnie, I protect you.
I hear you, Brother.
But you know what I think the biggest thing is, and I'm going to play a clip real quick. We're going to get back on our regular task. But I think the biggest thing is this.
Coming together as a nation is a very difficult thing when you have a people that have been, when there's been so much propaganda to sear the minds of the people, it's very difficult, and sometimes it gets frustrating, but we do love you, and we, you know, we're doing this. This stuff is coming out of our own pockets. You know, we have to pay for this show every month, and we do this because out of love and out of obedience that we do this, because we don't want to see our people perish. You know, I was a Christian pastor in Christianity, preached, spoke in tongues, shouted, did with the best of them. I spoke in tongues with the best of them and preached with the rest of them. I did the whole thing. I know exactly what it is. I've been through it, but I'm telling you, there's more to the story than what they have given. And if we don't get this information out to our people when the time comes, they are going to be devastated, because they're going to make a decision based off of half information. You cannot make a sound decision unless you have all of the information where you can weigh the scriptures. And this is in scripture. This is not no guru or no man coming nowhere talking no crazy stuff. This is biblical scripture that we can stay right in that book and take you through and explain to you how the story is different. So, you know, we are doing this to give everyone an opportunity to come into the knowledge and give everyone an opportunity to be a part of what's getting ready to happen. Because if you make it, it's going to be a glorious day. It's going to be different, because I've never been to Jerusalem. I've never been over on that side. I've never eaten their food. I've never drank the water. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take some adjusting, but it's still ours. You know, no matter how much, I believe it'll come back and it'll be all right, but it's still ours. And we have to be able to be willing to go back there and do it. And just like Babylon, when they went back to build after Babylon, everybody didn't go.
That is correct. Only 42,000 went. There was it was 750,000 that went into Babylon, and only 42,000 came out, you understand, to go back. And guess what? It's all written down, the names of everybody that went back in the land to do work. To rebuilding the temple, and they brought they had a treasury, and Cyrus, you understand, committed to giving monies to the treasury, and he commissioned all of the provinces that he was over to help them people rebuild the temple. So it's no doubt that other nations is gonna help, but the understanding of the whole thing is that we have to be governing ourselves. We can't have nobody else govern us, or we'll be putting ourselves back in captivity. They don't understand. Most of the nations today do not understand the Almighty the way we do. We have a connection to the Creator that no other nation under the sun has. So it is our duty and our responsibility to one another that we get our cardio moving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to play a little clip for you. Mahalia, you have anything else you want to say before we get started?
Well, you know, I don't have a whole lot to say, but, you know, I just think in terms of the state of Israel. You know, the Jews were dispersed. The Jews that have come back to Israel, they were all over the place. And they went through the Holocaust, and they went through a lot, and they came here, and good or bad, better or worse, however you want to look at it, they formed the state of Israel. Now, what it took was, it took a whole lot of people to get together and do this. And a lot of those people never came to Israel. They were right there in America. Mm-hmm. A lot of their relatives are here. They are in America. But what they do is they support Israel. They might send their children here, and some of them do military service, and they go back to the States. Some of them, they just come, and they make pilgrimage. But they support, and they have organizations over there that support the state of Israel. There are a lot of Jews that do not, they don't have anything good to say about Israel, but they're still Jewish. So, you know, we have to start look at ourselves as of people that support one another. Just like Brother Adonia said, they may never come here. But the thing about it is you still need to support this because we're the light of the world. We are the salvation of this world.
Hallelujah.
You know, when you look at what happened with President Obama, I have never I've been here almost 60 years, and I have never seen such an outpouring of love for any president outside of Barack Obama when he was being elected. There was so much hope in the world. There was so much, and it was just amazing. It was, you know, there were certain haters, and they were, I mean, it was just, all they could say was, when is this love fest going to end? You know, and they still continue to try to do everything, but there was so much hope in the world. We are the light of the world, and people are going to know and understand that, like I said before, without Israel, without Yah sitting at the conference table, this world is doomed. We have to be present. We have to have that input. You know, we have been underneath everybody's foot for centuries now. Mm-hmm. But we, the rightful heirs, the chosen, we are going to be the ones to come and to correct all of the situations that are on this planet now where people got to pay for water. And as soon as they find a way to try to charge you for air, they're going to be charging you for air. It's going to degenerate and degenerate until it gets to the point where, you know, people are going to say, well, we look at the present situation and we know the ones that are in charge now. We know what they'll do. They're sending their own sons out there and everybody else's sons out there for these made-up wars so they can take all the oil out of the earth and they cut down all the trees and do all of these wicked things that they want to do, cross-engineering and all of these. I mean, got to the point where now you can't even find real food. And they got fake snow falling out of the skies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the world, the only chance for this planet is us. And we have to learn to support each other. So, you know, my cry is for those in America to be educated, for us to blow that trumpet, and for those that, you know, those that can make your pilgrimage. You can't make your pilgrimage, do it in spirit, you know, and send that money because we need money for people that want to come home and to build the temple and for everything else that need to be done here, just like everybody else in the world. You know, like the Jews, they got it so that if you say something bad about the Jews, they got a Jewish Defamation League, and you'll be in big trouble.
Anti-Defamation.
You know, but the Hebrew Israelites, they fighting amongst each other. So, we have, and we got to be for everybody. Yeah. It can't just be for the Hebrew Israelites, but we have to purge and make ourselves like fine gold. We've been through the furnace, so now all we have to do is, just like Brother Adonia said, gather ourselves and support ourselves. And even if you never step foot in this land, you got a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me, I want to give you a website to go to it's about the synagogue of Satan. You understand? And it's 5 hours long. It's on YouTube. And I suggest everybody in the sound of my voice take a look at that. I'm telling you, you understand, this ought to give us some inspiration for us to gather ourselves and start moving and creating our own destiny instead of depending on somebody to create a destiny for us. You understand? My son had said this a long time ago on my YouTube page. He'd rather create his own destiny, you understand, then give somebody the opportunity to create a destiny for us. You understand? Because they ain't going to never get it right. So the website is, I mean, it's a YouTube presentation, a video, and it's 1878 to 2006. You understand? Mm-hmm. And it's the synagogue of Satan, and it's 5 hours long. So sit back, relax, get your popcorn, you understand, and your hot dogs, because it's going to be interesting. You're not going to put it down. But if you do, you understand, get the time that you stopped it on and go back to it, because it's very, very interesting. This was set up 6,000 years ago. They set this in motion.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to take a look at it. It's very, very, very powerful. Hallelujah.
It's real. It's real.
Correct.
And you know why? Because we're the key. We are the key. I can't tell you. I can't stress it enough. We are the key that ignites it all. We are the key that starts it all. And everybody's been trying to keep the key out of the keyhole and out of keeping the key from turning the lock and opening up the door. But the Most High has set something in motion. And once he sets it in motion, no man can stop it. Once he speaks it, no man can change it. Once he does it, no man can put it to the side. And just like Cyrus helped when we were going back to Israel to build the temple, we believe that the administration today will help us when it comes time for us to leave, because we are going to be able to go back to our land. Some of us will already be in the land when everything hits the wire, and some of us will be here and on our way. But the fact of the matter is that we want the people to know there's hope. Because
yes,
people here in America are in a destitute situation, you know, and black people have always been the last hired, the first fired. The black men cannot find jobs. I look around here in Cincinnati where we are, there's construction work going on all on the highways, all on the streets. You very rarely see a black face, and if you do, you only see one.
That is correct.
For us. It has always been very difficult for us. Because we are considered to, they don't even consider us to be human. They consider that we are three-fifths of a human being. So those laws haven't passed and all these things have not passed. But we know better now. We know who we are. And for all of you all that are at the end of your rope, listen to the sound of my voice. It is not over and you are worth something. He said you are the apple of his eye.
That is correct.
We are his chosen people. And he's coming to get us, and we're getting ready to go home. And the whole
we
world
had
is going to watch this foreign nation. Yes, the punishment is over. Foreign nations will watch as he will take us out of this land, out of the land of our captivity, and take us back home to the land that he gave to our forefathers. All this is in the scriptures. And like I said, the church and all the people who are listening under the sound of my voice, we will be more than happy to come to your church. We will be more than happy to do whatever we need to do to get this information to you, because it's imperative that you understand where we are right now, because there's hope. All the men that are in prison, I want you to know there's hope. He's going
that
to unlock
correct.
The doors. There's hope. You know, some people feel like there's no hope. We just don't have anything. Yes, it is. There's hope. You know, and we're gonna get it done. We have brothers and sisters in Israel. We have brothers and sisters in American soil. Brothers and sisters in Brazil, Cuba, Puerto Rico, all over the world, in the Caribbean islands, Russia, North Korea, South. There are brothers and sisters all over Japan, everywhere. There is hope, and we want to come together and start making this happen. So don't forget to go to our website at www.noymonarch.us and sign up and leave your email. Email us so that we'll know who you are and that you're willing to help and you want to roll up your sleeves. For all of the directors, we're going to have a conference call after the radio show for a few minutes. We won't do a long one today, but I just wanted to touch base about the school and how we're going to do the school. Anyone who is interested in being a part of the school, there's a email address on the website. You can also email us at the Yehuda Project at gmail.com. The Yehuda Project at gmail.com is spelled YEHUDAH. So, you know, email us on that. But go ahead, you guys, if you have anything else you want to say. We still got about 35 minutes.
Well, I didn't want to take up the whole show, you understand, with me talking.
Oh, go ahead. Take time. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
I
just want to let us know, you understand, that, you know, like you have said, there's hope for us. You understand? We just got to do something so that we can take our destiny in our own hands. You know, we got a window of opportunity here. You understand? And the window of opportunity, it's hastening. If you understand how quick the times of the weeks are going by. You understand? They're going by faster than we can imagine. You can't get nothing done in a week now. You understand? You got to stretch your thing out to every other week. You understand? So what we have to do here is try to start setting things up so that we can sustain our living after the hand of the Almighty, you understand, it brings about his great destruction. You understand? See, there was a time here where we were being chained, whipped, beaten, maimed, and murdered. That time, the Almighty said he's going to change our captivity right before our eyes. Now, it's in our hands. It's not completely over with. They still sending us to jail and shooting us down, but it ain't as bad as it was. You understand? Right now, if we gathered ourselves and start putting things in place, you understand, and making a way for them brothers and sisters that are in the penitentiary, you understand, I got a plan for that one too. You understand? Well, you know, we can change our destiny. You understand? Right now, our destiny says that we're going to perish in this stuff right here if we don't do nothing. You understand? We can kiss our little butts goodbye if we don't do nothing. You understand? We accept everything that happens to us if we don't do nothing. So we need to try to do something. You understand? We got those sisters and brothers that's in Jerusalem waiting for us to come back home, setting up stuff so that we can get back home. You understand? But we can't, if we don't do nothing, we're not going. It'll go into the next generation, and it's going to be a terrible thing. You understand? Trying to get out of the clutches of these folks right here. You understand? They setting things up for so that we will not be a nation ever again. That's how they setting this up. And so we need to try to do something for our own destiny. You understand? You know, I mean, rather than let them people make out a destiny for us, their destiny for us is death. You understand? Or changing us all over into homosexuals.
That's right. No, he's telling the truth. I mean, that's running through America rampant. I mean, he's telling the truth.
Look here, you understand? Where have you? I mean, what? You know, let me ask a question. I'm asking this question. You understand? How could that brother out of his mouth say, "I'm homosexual," and he's gonna go play football for the rest of the folks? I mean, he admitted that he's homosexual. You understand? Ooh, wee. That seems to be it's all right to be homosexual. You can say that now. Come on, man. Ooh, wee. You understand what I'm saying? And any scripture that I've ever put my hands on, whether it's the Muslims or the Christians, you understand what I'm saying? That's a no-no. That's an abomination in the eyes of the Almighty. Oh, man. Punishable by death. But it's all right in America. Come on. Whew. You understand what I'm saying? Then they got us fighting one another, shooting one another down. I don't hear too much about that anymore. I hear maybe where it was 5 a week, you understand, it's down to maybe 3 a week, you understand? But we are still doing that, and we can control that, believe it or not. You understand? We just got to start teaching our brothers and sisters that there's a better way. Them brothers and sisters wearing their pants all caught across their cardio. You understand what I'm saying? Dragging their pants on the ground. You understand? All of that stuff can be changed if we took charge of our own destiny. We can do this. We the same people that put all of this society together. Them folks didn't start working on nothing. Them Europeans right here in this society right here didn't start working on nothing. For the first 200 years, they didn't put their hand on the tool. Then they come, you know, and since they're doing it now, you know what they say? You got to have a degree, or you got to have to be certified to be an electrician. When they didn't do nothing to help build a society, they only maintain it. Now we built a society.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? They maintain it now, you understand? And now here's what they're doing. They got all of us going to the penitentiary, all our young folks going to the penitentiary. Anybody that could any one of those brothers and sisters that could join on to the other nations, you understand? They got them locked down, 2 million strong. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and they got these other folks who are Israelites, they don't know it, you understand, coming over here, you understand, and working for half the prices of what the job is paying for, and they fighting for, what they call that, a pay raise, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And they going to get it. We didn't get it, but they going to get it. Whew, we in big trouble here. We don't do something about our own.
You know what, I'm glad you brought that up, because people need to understand that that is the telltale sign that this establishment, the Americas, the superpower, is no longer is dwindling down. They relaxed the borders. We played that clip last week. If you guys want to hear that clip, go back to last week, archive the last week. All you got to do is type in the Yehuda Project in Google, and it'll bring it up all of the. The sessions that we've had, and go back to last week when we talked about how they're relaxing the borders and they're allowing the immigrants to come in and to be a part of it. Now, any time a country relaxes the borders, they're trying to have a world without borders, which means you can go in any country and live any kind of way, anywhere, without having all the restrictions of the immigration laws put on you and everything. And also they're talking about doing away with the dollar because it's not worth anything. All of these things are telltale signs that we're almost at the end, you know, but the end for them is a joyous time for us. And yes, they do engage in homosexual behavior, but they do not follow the law of Yah. So we cannot expect too much from them. All we can do is expect them to do what they do, you know, and we have to get to our people, to let them know that if you choose to follow the ways that they do, you will suffer the same punishment, because that is not tolerated with Yah. He said death, 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 if you involve yourselves in that, and he's coming. And you don't have to worry about any of us doing anything to you, because he's going to do it himself, to the point where you understand that he means for a male and female is the component that actually established Adam and Eve in the garden, and that's what it was supposed to be, and it was never supposed to be changed. But we have nations that were derived at the Tower of Babel and distributed to go into different regions of the world, and those nations are still in existence today. And they followed the gods that followed them when they went into their other nations. So these people do not worship Yah. They do not honor his law, and they do whatever they feel like doing. The problem comes in is when we follow behind them and we think it's okay and there's not going to be any consequences. He has consequences. And, you know, like I said, it's going to be a matter of whether you put the blood over the doorpost or not. If you don't, somebody's going to be dead in your house in the next morning. So we're just trying to get the information to you. We're not trying to scare you. We're trying to get you to see that the laws of Yah are still in existence, and he means what he says, and he's on his way back. So, you know, it's not to be limbed. You know, we don't believe in what do they call it now if you say something to a person that has an alternative lifestyle, hate crime. We don't believe in badgering anybody because of what they've done, and we don't believe in all that. We're just going to give you the what the scripture says, and then you make your own choice.
I believe that I'm trying to scare you. If that's what it takes, you need to be scared enough to make some changes in your life here. Don't let your daughters and sisters being ate up by this society. You understand the way it's going. You understand? Marrying into the peoples that brought us over here captive. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You understand what I'm saying? You know what that does? That changes the dynamics of who you are. You understand? Now, no longer are you a Hebrew Israelite, but you're a mixture of the peoples that brought us over here captive. What's wrong with this picture? Ooh, boy, boy, boy. You understand? The Almighty is powerful. And you know what? We have to take a real look at this. This is all being set up by the Almighty, the creator of all things. You understand? Because in order to straighten this out, it'll take the hand of the Almighty. We can't do nothing about it. You understand?
But
he did leave us away. He said, gather ourselves, you understand, so that we may be hidden in the day of his great wrath. That is our only job. We can't do no fighting, no boxing. You understand what I'm saying? We can protect ours. We're supposed to be able to protect ours. You understand? And the Almighty will protect us in us protecting our decision on gathering ourselves. But we can't go and fall on these folks, man, you understand, and straighten them out. It takes the hand of the Creator. Hallelujah.
Mahalia, you have any words you
want
to give?
The only thing I think I'd like to say is I know there are probably a lot of people out there that have been involved with a lot of different organizations, you know, and or maybe they've studied different religions, what have you, and they may feel as though, well, there's nothing new out there, or maybe they become disillusioned. And I just want to say personally, I have got to a point myself in the past where I felt a little disillusioned. But I just want to say be of good courage and don't let any of the situations that you see around you fool you into thinking that there is no God of Israel, because that's a terrible mistake. Don't ever get to the point where you just feel as though, well, you know, you don't take God seriously. God is not real in your life. You know, if you got to that point, you have to pray to get back to where you need to be. Because I'm in a land, and I want to tell you, I have talked to people, and the things that the Bible talked about in the days of old, where they dreamed dreams, and they saw the clouds in the sky, and the clouds in... There are things that are happening right now in this land right now that let me know with a surety that the God of Israel is real, is real. Israel, mm-hmm. Is real. He is real, my brothers and sisters. So don't fool yourselves into thinking that you have so much time. Don't fool yourselves into thinking that, well, you know, it might be and it might not. No, this is real. This is happening right now. You've lived until the end of time, so to speak. What is going to happen exactly? Nobody can say that. Nobody. There's not a man on this planet that can say exactly what's going to happen. But one thing that I do know in my heart, I know that there's going to be some things that's going to happen on this planet that you've never seen before. And if in your DNA... it'll awaken something in your DNA to let you know that this is God Almighty that's back to sit on the throne. And if you have been too busy to reach and to try to connect with that place inside of you, to reconnect with Yahweh Kodosh Yisrael, however you want to call him, you know what I'm saying? Reconnect with your spirit. Reconnect with something that source within you, because that is all there is that's going to save you. Your car not going to save you. Being in an airplane not going to save you. The United States of America is not going to save you. Russia is not going to save you. Your job is not going to save you. All the money in the bank is not going to save you. Only God is going to be able to give you that peace of mind and bring peace to this planet. So, you know, don't get relaxed and think, oh, okay, well, they're talking, but, you know, I got time. No, you don't have no time. You need to start thinking right now and reconnecting. Get somewhere and get quiet and start meditating on Yah or God or however you know, you need to start doing that. The things that I'm seeing, I'm telling you, there are so many young people in the community, the Hebrew Israelite community, and I would venture to say that this is happening across the planet. But they are having dreams, and they are all dreaming the same thing about the destruction that's about to take place. And there's all kinds of things that's happening. And if you think this is a joke because it's been talked about for so long, I feel sorry for you, because I know that this is the real end times. This is the real end times. So, you know, I'm begging with you. I'm begging you, and I'm pleading with you to hear and to take action, to, you know, to consider, because nothing else is going to save you. Nothing else is going to save. Don't put your faith in America and trying to get some house and car. What good is that if it's all, it's nothing that's even going to be there in another 20 years? What good is it? All of this is just an illusion. It's just tricks to try to get you to, you know, think that you got security. It just takes one day for them to close down the banks and see what kind of chaos that goes around the world. I saw a movie the other day where they turned off the electricity for 1 week, and it was chaos. People robbing and stealing and murdering. So don't put your faith and trust in nothing other than God, because he's the only thing that's going to be able to save you and get you out of what's getting ready to happen. Because they got a plan. The devil got a plan. And when I talk about the devil, I'm not talking mythical. I'm talking about the beast that's just trying to take over this planet. He has got a plan, just like Yaina said, got all kind of things just ready and waiting. Because they don't want to see the end of Satan to go down. He ain't gonna go down without a fight.
Absolutely right.
And he want to take as many souls with him as he can. But these babies are dreaming these dreams, and there are clouds in the sky. It's so many things that's happening. You know, I sound like a crazy woman to even come on here and start telling y'all what's happening. But just like Akadonia said, if it put a fear in your heart, you need to have a fear in your heart, because when the destruction does come, those that didn't hearken, those that didn't hear, those that didn't have time, those that, oh, well, you know, let me just, you know, I don't believe in God or whatever. When that destruction comes, it's going to be too late then.
That's
so
right.
Here
That's
now.
Right. You can't get ready yet.
Here now.
That's right.
You know, because.
And you know what I heard? Go ahead, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say I had heard even over in Russia with the Ukraine that Vladimir Putin them only allowed them to have 8 hours worth of electricity, and they don't know when the electricity is going to come on. It just pops on when they feel like giving it to them.
That's right.
That's chaotic. Right. I mean, we've never been used to anything like that. And you're right, because guess what? I done had a couple of dreams myself. I've seen some things in the air. Scared the mess out of me. Woke up, knew it was the Most High. Scared me so bad I was messed up for a couple of days. But we're getting ready. The scripture says that the men are going to see. The men's hearts are going to fail them for what they're getting ready to see with their natural eye. And, you know, it's just time to start paying attention.
In Indonesia, they only get 4 hours of electricity a day. You understand? And
that's cool.
So just imagine. Here we've been in America, the United States of America, You understand? And we've been getting electricity, and we've been getting able to go to the grocery store. We've been there's a lot of things that we've a lot of perks about being in America. You understand? And just imagine that those things cut off. I think that, man, it's going to be a terrible thing. I'm going to tell you that right now. You understand? I mean, they cut off unemployment. You know, no, they cut off, I think it was unemployment. Where did these people have the audacity to stop somebody from eating every day? But they did it. They cut people off. You understand? From eating every day. You understand? They're getting ready to cut them food stamps. If they cut them food stamps down to a bare minimum, man, we're going to be in big trouble. They're going to cut out all of these subsidies that they call them. You understand? You know, and the only people that suffer is us. Most of us is most of the people is black folks, because we the people that are in number on those that receive these subsidies, as they want to call it. You understand? And Social Security, they're getting ready to cut that, man. It's going to be natural hell. You understand? You understand? And if we don't start now to try to get ourselves together and start supporting one another, understand? They got a brother right here in Dublin, Georgia, you understand, that's got a farm, 11 acres, you understand, and he's producing groceries on that farm, you understand. His goal is to get 60 acres. You understand what I'm saying? And he could use some help so that we could eat. We could get, you know what I mean? Years ago, when I was coming up, they had the watermelon truck with the horse and buggy with a whole bunch of watermelons and and vegetation on there. We can go over there and get some of them vegetation and go up and down every one of them blocks. You understand? And right here in Atlanta, you understand? And be all right. We feeding our folks. We selling them. You understand? Doing things like that, man. That is what we need to be doing, something similar. You understand? You know, those type of things that we need to be doing. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to have to get back to bartering. Everybody ain't going to Israel. So there's going to be a situation here, man, that we never could imagine. You understand? But after all of this stuff is all, after the great wrath, it's going to be all tow up, you understand, from the flow up. You understand? We're going to have to still survive. So we need to try to get our destiny. You think that them Europeans going to let you into the underground tunnel? Man, we're going to get shot down trying to get into one of those places. You understand? So, you know, I mean, it's up to us to do what we need to do so that we could sustain our living. All of those peoples that came before us, those activists and the churches and all of those people, man, that stood in the breach to sustain us from being totally annihilated, although we may not have agreed with them, that's what they were there for, so that this day and time we will still be here and we could try to do something for our own self. We don't have no martyrs no more. Who amongst us is the martyr? Any one of us could be the martyr. So we need to try to start getting ourselves together, you understand? You know, just like they said that there's going to be a king, any one of us could be a king. You know what I'm saying? But at this particular juncture right here, we all need to be standing up. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the mighty Yah.
Mahalaya.
Yes, all I have to say is hallelujah. You know, I can't say nothing after that.
Hallelujah. I mean, it's some serious stuff going on. It's called preparing, getting ready. We keep talking about it. We're going to continue to talk about it. We're going to continue to give the news. We're going to continue to try to bridge everyone together. You know, now, like I said, we have a website now, www.noymonarch, you spell MONARCH.US. Go to the website if you would like for us to come to where you are. Just go to the outreach department and click on it, and then email us or put the information in, and we will be happy to come to where you are. so that we can get this information to you so you can be prepared, because they are preparing. I mean, like she said, the enemy's not just going to go out and just lay down like a dog. He's going to fight. They have weaponry in the sky. They have intergalactic weaponry in the sky ready to fight against Yah when he comes. They're not getting ready to give up this earth and lay down and say, okay, it's your turn. They really are under the misconception that they're going to even propose a battle against the Most High. I mean, how crazy is that? But that, I'm talking about the government that we are all looking at and watching on television. They have weaponry that they have built in the sky, up in the atmosphere, ready and waiting to have war.
Sister Yaina, you know what they done? They're drinking from the cup of drunkenness to even fathom that concept and conception. You know, they have to be drunk in order to store up nuclear weapons. I just can't imagine that anybody in their right mind doing that. You know what I'm saying? You know, they got a YouTube presentation on YouTube, man, on an accident of one of those nuclear weapons going off. Somebody or some old crazy person that they have in their midst, and they've been known to have those crazy people within their midst. You understand? Pushing the button.
Yeah.
You understand? So I mean, they got to be drunk. They really got to be drunk. I can't imagine nobody throwing up nuclear weapons. Now, if they're talking about nuclear weapons, you understand, to serve the peoples, you know, for electrical purposes and et cetera, I can kind of agree with that, although I don't agree with none of that old mechanical stuff and things that they put together. But I can halfway agree with that, some of that. But to store nuclear weapons, warheads, come on. they contributed their own demise.
What's crazy is they think they're going to fight against Yah. That's crazy.
That's their comfort. That's coming for drunkenness.
They need him in the valley so they can fight. And that's crazy. But guess what? We know, and everybody knows, that when he comes, there's not going to be a fight. I mean, he's coming to destroy, and unfortunately, some of our own people will be destroyed in the process. That's why we're trying to get you this information. That's why we're trying to get everything going so that you'll be able to understand what's happening.
Yep.
You know, so we are winding down, you guys. If you want to give some last remarks, please feel free to go ahead now.
Yeah. This is Adonia, and I wanted to say that I love each and every one of you. And I pray, you are in my prayers, that you try to gather yourselves and come to this think tank, you understand, so and bring your idea and your concept, man, so we can get something going on for our own self. You understand? So we got to take our destiny in our own hands. We cannot no longer depend on nobody but us. And we can do this. You understand? We are the people that put together everything. Everything. We've been we danced on every one of these shows. You understand? And we put together every one of them. You understand? We are such a powerful people. You understand what I'm saying? And we think that without our adversaries, we ain't nothing. But we are the people that make the adversary who he is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mahalaya, you have some last words?
You know, what Brother Adonia said is true. You know, we don't really think about it that much, just how special we are. You know, just to have the history that we have had, you know, and to understand that we are supposed to be role models. You know, they're always talking about these movie stars and all these other people being role models, and they're just as wicked as the day is long. So we have to go ahead and step up and be who we are and stop trying to imitate everybody else, because and stop being fake and phony, and you know, because we are the originators of everything. And so you have to think about Noah and all of them. You know, he must have felt kind of strange being the only one out there warning the people and building that ark and everybody coming around there laughing at him and everything and talking about him. But look what happened. You know, so, you know, it's, somebody said, sometimes, you know, you might be, it might just be a few of you, everybody around you telling you you crazy, you know, you want to go over there to Israel and they fighting over there and this and that and everything. But, boy, I tell you, when them bombs start to fall or whatever it is that break loose, they're going to be wishing they was right over here. Because here is, my name is Malaya. It's not a hair that's going to be harmed on our head. That I know for sure.
Absolutely.
So anyway, be of good courage, and don't let nothing stop you. Don't let your family, don't let your friends, don't let nobody talk you out of coming back home.
Hallelujah. And thank you so much. Everyone, I would like to make an announcement to everyone that what they said is absolutely true. We have got to get together because this is going to be a very pivotal point in history. You're going to have to make some decisions. You may have to walk away from your children. You may have to walk away from your husband. You may have to leave your mother and father. But if they don't come, please, I'm begging you, please do not stay behind, because it has been written in the Word, and we'll get into that in our school, where women are going to be ravished and raped over here. That foreign troops are coming on this land, and they're not going to have any regard for the old or the young. It's going to be a time of Jacob's trouble that has never been, but the Most High said he would deliver us out of it and that he prepared a place of safety for us. So we're trying to get everyone to understand what that place of safety is and where when we need to see and where we need to get out of here. And we don't want you to be thinking that it's worth staying here and it's worth hanging in here, because it's not. It's not going to be worth any of that. And we have about 2 minutes left for those who are in the chat line. At 5:30, you're not going to be able to chat anymore, so if you want to come online real quick, you can do that. But if not, the chat and all that will stop at 5:30. And thank you so much, both of you all, for being continued hosts on the show. We do appreciate your input. Mahalaya, you've been faithful in calling in from Israel. We need to hear from you because it's encouraging to know that we have brothers and sisters in the homeland. Brother Donny, I have been faithful 100%. I thank you so much for all of your faithfulness. You know, and one day we're going to transmit for the last time. One day we'll be transmitting from the last time in America, or we may transmit over in Africa, I mean over in Israel, but we may transmit from there and we may not. But one day it may be the last transmission that we have before we actually get on those boats or those planes and head on our way back to where we came from. And we're just trying to get everyone the information so they can make an adequate choice. And, you know, it's a blessing to know, you know, that everyone is interested and they're calling in. And we thank you all for all of that. And I'm going to play my song. Don't forget, everyone, that we also have a board meeting tonight at 6:30, just for a quick, brief moment, conference call in. You have the access code. Also, our website is www.noymonarch.us. www.noymonarch.us. Please visit our website. You can also email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com, and we'll look forward to hearing from you. And other than that, we say shalom, shalom, everybody, and thank you so much for calling, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Well, well, well.
here alone with a lover unlike no other. Sad to see a new horizon slowly coming into view. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you. Highest high, all that I'm giving is for the love of you. All right now, lovely as a ray of sun that touches me when the morning comes, feels good to me. My love and me, well, smoother than a gentle breeze, flowing through my mind with ease, soft as can be. Well, when you're loving me, when you're loving me, love to be right in the way. With your touch, it seems to me we could sail together in and out of mystery. Well, I wanna be living for the love of you. All right now, all that I'm
of Yehuda on the Yehuda Project. We'll see you next week, you guys. Same time, same place. Remember, love each other, hold each other, support each other, and most of all, teach each other. And we'll see you next week. Shalom, shalom, everybody. We love you. Bye-bye.